720 at WEOL. It is time to find out about the Motor Trend 2023 Car of the Year. Miguel Cortina joins us, the editor of Motor Trend. Good morning, Miguel. How are you today?
Hey, good morning to you. I'm good. And you?
We are great. You're getting to let everybody know about this, the Car of the Year. We've found out about the SUV last month, and now we're on to the Car of the Year again. We always like to try to figure out what goes into that. What decisions and how is that selected, the Car of the Year?
Yeah, that's correct. So this year we have 22 cars competing for our Car of the Year award. And just like with SUV, we compare those 22 vehicles against our six key criteria, which include safety, efficiency, value, design, engineering, and also performance of intended function, which is basically how well does the vehicle execute its job. And so between those 22 cars, as you know, there's always one winner each year. And I'm very happy to announce our Car of the Year for 2023.
All right, I give the big drum roll. We kind of build this up, you know, as we unveil it, and you pull the curtain and unveil the big car. So what is the Motor Trend 2023 Car of the Year?
Our 2023 Car of the Year is a Genesis G90. This is a fantastic luxury sedan. It is making a statement in the automotive industry. It is a flagship for Genesis. It's a vehicle that's just very, very cool to look at, very crisp lines, very elegant, a lot of presence on the road. And also, you know, as a good luxury car, the best seat in the house is the back seat, right? I mean, this is a car that rides phenomenally. It drives very well, too. But after a long day at work, I think you just want to hit that back seat and get those seat massages on and let the perfume be in the cabin and the ambient lighting kind of like adjust to what your mood is. And the Genesis G90 does that, executes that very, very well. So as a good luxury sedan, it's treating its passengers very well. As a car itself, it's also making a big statement in the automotive industry.
So on your site up here, you give sort of a sub-sentence of good listening, fast learning, savvy engineering, and avant-garde design. Talk about how that plays into what you selected and what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I mean, the design, you know, I'm looking at the car right now, and it has this big shield grille, the crest grille, flanked by the headlights that are very thin. It's probably like the thinnest that I've seen in the automotive industry. They actually pack a lot of technology in those headlights. And then it has this clamshell hood that, you know, as you know, whenever you see a clamshell hood, it just makes the car look bigger and wider. And here it just looks beautiful. On the rear, it has this very cool-shaped taillights that runs across the whole back, so it's very easy to identify the G90 when you're driving behind it, whether it's during the day or at night. And then, like I said, inside is just, you know, a great time to spend some time inside the vehicle. Every seat is massaged. There is a scent that comes into the cabin. There's a lot of details just placed into the interior of the car. For example, there is a speaker in the driver's headrest that is used just for some kind of like audible alerts. Like when you turn on the turn signal, that little beep that you hear of the turn signal, that is only heard through those speakers or any parking sensors. The alerts are just going to go off to those speakers so that they don't disturb other passengers inside the car. So it's these kinds of details that, you know, we're seeing from Genesis that we don't really see anywhere else in the industry, right?
What do they do to the headlights of this thing? Where are the headlights? I'm looking at it.
So the headlights, I mean, they don't look like regular headlights, right? Like you would imagine like big headlights. These are very thin that kind of like expand across the front, right from the grill up to the side of the vehicle. I think each micro lens packs something like 170,000 little lenses to project light out of those. So it's just a lot of technology placed just in those headlights. That's probably something that we'll see moving on to other Genesis vehicles in the future, because that is a signature element of theirs. But it's here in the G90 for the first time. And like I said, as a flagship sedan, it is making a big statement for Genesis.
A lot of focus in recent years has been on electric vehicles. How is this one powered, and how much power does it pack?
So it has 409 horsepower and 405 pound-feet of torque. That's all coming out of a 3.5-liter V6 twin turbo. This is an internal combustion engine. It is not electrified. It is, however, it has an e-supercharger that's available. So it's twin turbocharged and can be supercharged as well. So, as EVs hit the market, we're seeing them more and more. For this year, however, our selection for Car of the Year was not an EV. We feel like the G90 just did an excellent job against our criteria and really stood out. But yeah, I mean, electric vehicles are the future of the market, as you know. We're seeing them more and more. Our SUV of the year, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, is an EV. And the G90, I mean, because we're in this transition period in the automotive industry, there are still great internal combustion cars out there, right? And the G90 is one of them.
Auto shows will soon begin sweeping the country, one here in late February, early March. Will this be there, and when will these actually hit the marketplace?
So the G90 is out now, right now. But yeah, you will see that in every auto show, just because it's a beautiful car to look at, and it's one that is making a lot of noise in the industry. There's other cars that I was just at the LA auto show yesterday, for example, and Genesis actually debuted a concept car called the Genesis X Convertible. It is a fantastic four-seater convertible that's long, that's wide, that's just beautiful to look at. Genesis is actually testing the waters of the market for that to see whether they move forward with it in production form later in the year as they expand their lineup. But also, like you said, you know, EVs, electrified vehicles, they were also present at the LA show. That is a new trend in the industry. And as we go into next year, we're just going to see more and more of those hit the market.
Talking this morning with Miguel Cortina, editor of Motor Trend, talking about the 2023 Car of the Year. Where can we get more information on this and get details on what's coming up?
Yeah, all of the G90 info is at motortrend.com, and every other car, all of the info for all the other 22 cars that were part of Car of the Year will also be there.
Sounds good. Miguel, thanks for your time this morning, and thanks for breaking the news. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Great to talk to you.
There you go, the Motor Trend Car of the Year.